I'd like to discuss the Inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and specifically, more specifically, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Hashkofa Voslicht, the Hashkofa that a person, a Yid, has in the mitzvah, within the mitzvah of Sikri Yetzias Mitzrayim. So let's start off the Chinuch, the famous Minchas Chinuch, actually. Minchas Chinuch is a shayla. That you have every day, there's a mitzvah of Sikri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Every day, twice a day. V'yom v'layla. So how is it chaluk? Well, you know that obviously on Tezvav, so we actually went out of Mitzrayim. So Meila, so it stands to reason. It makes sense. It's appropriate that we have a Sikri Yetzias Mitzrayim. But in what way l'chayra there's a more fundamental, when you say this the kechiluk, you'd have to say between Sikri Yetzias Mitzrayim that you do once a year on Pesach, and the Sichias Yetzias Mitzrayim, which you have to do every day of the year. So in what way, philosophically, let's say, maybe practically, in terms of halacha, in what way do these two mitzvahs differ? Had we not had a mitzvah every day, so Ramayla, so you say, it comes a yontif. So Ramayla, it's appropriate that it's eventual. There's a benchmark. So B'shein Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, Reb Chaim said as follows, that from a halacha standpoint, Reb Chaim pointed out that there are three chilukim, there are three nafkaminas pashut between Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and Sikri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sikri Yetzias Mitzrayim, Schiras pashut, I mean Yezoicha, could be even the lave, certainly the pe, if you're masking, it isn't time, you're to the mitzvah. I think the Michas Chinuch himself says that you could be, that's one of the chilukim the Michas Chinuch himself says, that schida is belave, and sipi yitzis mitzrayim is dafke bepe, if I remember correctly. But Reb Chaim points out that sipi yitzis mitzrayim has dinim, that's halachas. The marshal, it says you have to be maschil dignos umsayim b'shvach, that's one halach of sipo. You have koshle amashleish d'varmei lo yotzi dechayvasei, which seems to be a shayla in the Rishonim. If it's actually lo yotzi dechayvasei mamish, Duran in Psachim says it doesn't mean you're mamish, it's ma'akiv, it's leikuva. Duran says you find the loshon lo yotzi dechayvasei, even sometimes it means lechatchila lo yotzi dechayvasei. And, shimmy. And the third thing, Reb Chaim says is that Sipa is derech shayla tshuva. He says in the Gemara there has to be derech shayla tshuva. Okay, so this is al pi halacha. I mean, from a halacha perspective, these are the chilukim. These are some of the chilukim. They're not all necessarily ma'akiv. But let's try to understand a little bit more. You say this thick. What's taka? What governs? What drives these chilukim between? These are symptomatic of something deeper, of something more fundamental between Schira and Sipa. It's Hadra Kushtal Adokhtar, really. What is essentially the essential chiluk between the mitzvah Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim of Tesvav Nisan and the mitzvah every day of Schira Yitzias Mitzrayim? The Shail of the Rasha, it says in the Agada, the Rasha says, Ma avoid azois lochem. So we say, Lochem eloi loi, ulefi shahoytzi esatzer min haklal kofa be'ike. V'af ata hakei yashina, v'emor loi, there's about 5-6 different thoughts over here. I mean, all of which need a hezbeh. I mean, it's a very difficult passage here in Agod. The Rosh is Mo'abay Lazar Islachem. That's our pasuk. So the Chazal say that this is talking, this is the question of the Rosh, because he's insinuating Lachem V'Loiloi. Ulefisha Oitzis Atzim Min HaKlal is Kofa Be'ikad. What does it mean? Ulefisha Oitzis Atzim Min HaKlal Kofa Be'ikad. What do you mean it's Oitzis Atzim Min HaKlal? Because he said, Mo'avay, the mitzvahs are for you, the mitzvahs. It would seem he's insinuating are not on him. So it's not, it would seem from the Agada, what do you mean, kafa be'ikah? He's kafa in the ikah agadol pashtas of anoichi Hashem lekecha. When he said kafa be'ikah, he's kafa in the Rabbani Shalom. Since he was hoitzis atzmei min haklal, it was kafa be'ikah. I mean, we're hopping on over here, I mean, something which is incidental. I mean, which is not, if anything, it should say faket. Ulefisha hoitzi, ulefisha kafa be'ikah, the Rambam says in Ochas Tshuva. The Rambam says that a person, for the Englam Chelik Lalam Haba, the Rambam says one of the people that Englam Chelik Lalam Haba, he says the person that's Hoitzi is Atzma, Minakal, he's Payish Midake Tzibba, he's considered a Kaifa. Okay? So that would make sense. You say, Lufisha Kafa Avika, right? Is a Mela, so you say over here, Lufisha Kafa Avika, but over here, what are we talking about? He should say, he was Kafa Avika, let's assume. So mainly he was hoitzi es atzmei min haklal. The aveira, the chet over here was he was hoitzi es atzmei min haklal. Ulefisha hoitzi es atzmei, that's, he said, ma'avay da zois lochem, lochem v'loi loi. This is, he's saying that the Torah and mitzvahs, hot nish mit me, it doesn't, it's not me. So he's saying, ulefisha hoitzi, since he took himself out of the klal, so mainly he was kafa v'hikah, l'chayra, since he was kafa v'hikah, so maybe you could say that he was hoitzi es atzmei min haklal.
How do you see he was kafa v'hikah without that? That's good for telling me that he was kafa v'hikah.
How is that goofy? Because he was hiding his asthma in a cloud. I mean, so say that he was kafa beka. Don't say. You seem to be making the point over here that he took himself out of cloud Yisrael. The point is, he's saying ma'avoy da'azoy slochem. Not because we're talking about the Rambam's parish midake tziba. That's what we're talking about over here. Ma'avoy da'azoy slochem. The issue with the Rosh is that he separated himself from cloud Yisrael. Or the issue is that he's saying ma'avoy da'azoy slochem, that he doesn't have, he's not maimin in Torah and mitzvahs. L'chayra the ik is that this felt is chasin and amun and Torah mitzvahs. And then you say, Ma'afata ha-kayashino ve'emole ba'avuzeh osa Hashem li b'tzayis v'misayim li v'loy loy. Now, he didn't say that. I mean, he said, Ma'avay da'azois lochem, lochem v'loy loy. That he said. That you can attribute to him. That is something which he's insinuating that he's not maimin, he's not a believer in Torah mitzvahs. But now you're saying, ba'avuzeh, Asa Hashem li b'tzayisi Mitzrayim li v'loy loy. That's you're saying that. I mean, how? What gives you the right to say li v'loy loy? What he said, ma'avay da'azoy slochem, that you can hold against him. Just take us off. He said the Torah said, Babu Asa Hashem li b'tzayisi Mitzrayim, me and not you. Who said me and not you? Maybe it's me too. Ilu hayasham loy oynego. And Mechla, what's the teretz? So what are you saying? What's the teretz over here? Mechla, you're insulting him. You're telling him that you're not a believer in Torah mitzvahs. So Mechla, you wouldn't have gone out of Yetzias Mitzrayim. You wouldn't have been Zoichia. Had you been there, you wouldn't have gone out of Mitzrayim. I mean, so basically, how is this a tshuva to what he's saying? Are we avoiding the issue over here? What is the tshuva? Wherein lies the tshuva in saying, leave loy loy ilu hayasham loy hayani? You tell them the consequences of what you're saying. In essence, you're removing yourself from the tzib, but you wouldn't have gone out of Mitzrayim. Okay, so we're all of us. I mean, so therefore, what? Yerushalmi in Pesachim says, when it's saying the Shaila and the Tshuva of the Rosh, the Lashon over there is a little bit different than we have it in the Bavli and the way it is in the Haggadah. In the Yerushalmi it says that the Rosh says, Ma avoida azois lochem, ma atem matrichim olai b'chol shana v'shana. That's the Lashon of Yerushalmi. Why are the Torah being matriach, the Torah Chazal being matriach on me, upon me, and Klal Yisrael b'chol shana v'shana? It seems, from the Yerushalmi, that the Ikka point, the Ikka Nakuda of the Rosh's challenge is not that he is, in essence, he's really being kaifa, in effect, in the mitzvahs, and certainly in the mitzvahs of Pesach. He's saying that l'chayr, he understands, he went out of Mitzrayim. So you need to commemorate that. And there are mitzvahs, Pesach, Matzah, and Moro, that makes sense. But what's the tirich of b'chol shana v'shana? It means, you read this every year, there's a tshuva, there's a shayla of the Rosh, ma'avoy da'azos lochem. Lochem means, The Yerushalmi is teaching lochem, meaning to every yid, b'chol shana v'shana, in every generation, b'chol da v'da chai v'ad v'liras is atzmi, like we talk to say, ki ilu hu yotzim yi mitzrayim, because it is ba'avul zeos, Hashem li b'tzayim yi mitzrayim, that every yid considers himself as if he went out, he has the dargah, he attained a certain dargah, he was elevated by having been considered, ki'ilu he went out of Mitzrayim, and the Mele, he is the recipient, and he has the dargah of being chayim in the Torah mitzvahs. The Rosh is challenging, ma'atem matrichem aleinu b'chol shana v'shana. If you look in the pasuk, it's very meduyik, the way the Yerushalmi, I think this is the makkah of the Yerushalmi, the pasuk in the parasha, in Perek Yud Beis, it says in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Vayikra Moshe l'chozikna Yisrael, and he tells them, Mishru k'chulachem tzayim, and then he gives a little bit of a synopsis over here. V'ova Hashem lingoyf es Mitzrayim, v'ro es Adom ala mashkoyf al shtei amzuzis, de dam ha-pesach, ufosach Hashem ala pesach, v'lo yitein ha-mashkis, lo v'ibotechem lingoyf. Then he says, U'shma'atim es Adom azeh l'chok l'cho ul'vonecho ad oylom. It says that we should keep these mitzvahs. L'chok l'cho ul'vonecho ad oylom. And then the next part, even when you go into Eretz Yisrael in generations down the road, and then it says, which the Baal HaGod is saying, that's the Shaila of the Rosh. So the Shaila of the Rosh is and seems from the Psukim itself, from Pshuta Shel Mikra, is going back the whole Ikke here, and the Pasuk is, L'chok l'chol v'anecha ad oylam, and you go into Eretz Yisrael, u'shmatim es avoy da azoyz, comes along the Rosh and he says, mo avoy da azoyz lochem. Mo avoy da azoyz lochem, meaning, not mo avoy da azoyz lochem v'loy loy, in the sense that, what's pshat, I don't believe, I'm not believing Torah mitzvahs. Lochem v'loy loy means he understands that there's a time and a place for Torah mitzvahs. But there's dafke in a certain time and place. You went out of Mitzrayim, you have to commemorate it. There's the Klal Yisrael as a collective. In their collective memory, there's their traditions maybe they keep, but Zolzayin with the old kifis that b'chol dar v'dar it should be, the chayvan liras is atzmai, ki ilu hu yatsum in Mitzrayim, vi ilu loy hatzis, avisav in Mitzrayim, harianu v'neim 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 v'shubadim, and you have to be, and you chayiv on that night, mamish derech chayrus, ki ilu, everybody's going out of Mitzrayim, everybody's mechayiv in Pesach Matzah Mara, this is the challenge of the Rosh. What's the yisoid then of the Chilukei Dayas? Having said this, what is ultimately the Chilukei Dayas between the Hashkafa, between the Rosh's approach and what we're telling in Bavuzel Sasham Li Bitsaisi Ilu Hayasham Loy Hayanigo? Rashi says like this later in the Pasha, in Perek Yud Gimel, in Pasuk Ches is a very cryptic Pasuk, it's a bit difficult in Truth Shel Mikra even to teach. V'igadetu levincha b'yoyim ha'ulayma. Ba'avuzeh osa Hashem li b'tzaisi mimitzray. When you'll tell your son, ba'avuzeh, because of this, osa Hashem li, Hashem did to me, b'tzaisi mimitzrayim, when I went out of Mitzrayim. It's like fragments. I mean, it doesn't read. I mean, without Rashi, it's such a hard to read this pasuk. What's the zeh? What's osa Hashem li, because of the zeh? B'tzaisi when we went out of Mitzrayim. So Rashi here says a tremendous yisoid, not only in the hashkofa of Yitzis Mitzrayim, but I think Bechlal, in Pasha being a Yid, Rashi says like this, Ba'avu Zeh, and we know he's saying the Agada Ba'avu Zeh lo yamarti, el b'shoshe yesh matzo mara, Pesach matzo b'shas ha-migdash, he said Pesach matzo mara, menochem lefonech. So Rashi says Ba'avu Zeh means Ba'avu she'akaya mitzvoysev. Kigoyim Pesach matzo mara halolu, in order to be mekayim the mitzvahs of Pesach Matzah Mara, is also Hashem li, continues Rashi, remes tshuva leben orosha loyma, also Hashem li v'loy luchosh ilu hayisa sham loy hayisa kedai li goy. So what are we saying over here? What's taish like Rashi? Ba'avu zeh. In order to be mekayim Pesach Matzah Mara, also Hashem li b'tzaisi Mitzrayim, Hashem did to me, so Pesach li v'loy loy, but not to the Rosha, when we went out of Mitzrayim. So there's a tremendous yisoid in Rashi. It's a complete revolution in the way a person perceives the Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim. Rashi's saying, Taich in the Pasuk, Vigal, you're telling your son that why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take me out of Mitzrayim and me and not the Rosh specifically in order to do the mitzvahs of Pesach Matzah Mara. Now think about that for a second. We went out of Mitzrayim in order to do mitzvahs, Pesach, Matzah, Umar. Think about that for a second. I mean, if you ask anybody, they'll tell you, you do Pesach, Matzah, Umar because you went out of Mitzrayim. You didn't go out of Mitzrayim to do Pesach, Matzah, Umar. Ba'avul zeh osa Hashem li, because of Pesach, Matzah, Umar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for me, that He took me and not the Rosh out of Mitzrayim, and the Rosh Elohim Loyoyah Kedai Ligoyah. Why is it Loyoyah Kedai Ligoyah? Because he's not holding by doing the mitzvahs. Not because he's being punished, not because there's a benefit over here. There's a pot of gold at the end of this long road of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Mela, you're saying, the Yetzias Mitzrayim over here is a schar, it's a gewaltig gezach, the Rebbein Shalom took us out. And the Mela, if you don't buy into the Torah Mitzvahs, the Mela, you don't get rewarded with the Yetzias Mitzrayim over here. It's not that you're getting rewarded over here with the Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Yetzias Mitzrayim is an effect of Hechatimtze to do Torah Mitzvahs. The Yetzias Mitzrayim was done because the Rebbein Shalom wanted the B'nai B'chayri Yisrael to be kind of the B'nai Yisrael. Avodai Haim, V'l'Avodim, L'Avodim. He took us out of Mitzrayim to be His Avodim. And in the process of taking us out of Mitzrayim, of course it was necessary, right, for us to originally, to initially go down for 400 years to be in Mitzrayim in order to become Avodim. And along the way to become Avodim, to Rebbeinu Shalom, and to become Meshubed, and to become Mitzvah in Tayag Mitzvahs, in the middle, it had to come to pass. It was a Yetzias Mitzrayim, but ultimately, is Tavdunus Alakim Alahor Hazeh, by Tziach HaSa'omi Mitzrayim, the Chinuch says, Avada, he says in Sviya Sa'imiz of the Chinuch, the goal is not the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the goal is by Tziach HaSa'omi Mitzrayim, Tavdunus Alakim Alahor Hazeh, Ani Hashem HaShatzeisi Eschem Hez Mitzrayim, Zok the Biskirov, Lios Lochem Lelekim. Ultimately, the goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Lias Lochem Lelekim, the Tavnus Elekim, the Kabbalah Satayra. It was necessary to go through a Shibud, the Kura Basel of Mitzrayim, Avodai Haim Le'Avodim La'Avodim, and ultimately there should be a Yetzia, a Ge'ula. But the Emes says that Haim and Chayin al Mishoisik B'Torah, the Etzem, the Ikke Ge'ula, is ultimately the Tavnus Elekim Alo Hazeh. Zok Rashi, this is what you're telling your son. This is the message we got to Levincha B'Yoyim HaUleimo. B'Avur Zeh Osa Hashem Livitzeis Mitzrayim. Don't look at the mitzvahs Hayoyim, their commemorations, their ways in which, again, like we have traditions, we have a way in our collective memory of commemorating and of being maskir. That's with that which passed, transpired, that as a nation we went out of Mitzrayim and Memela. These are things that we do to remember the Yetzias Mitzrayim. We don't eat Pesach Matzah Mar to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. We had a Yetzias Mitzrayim in order that we should be zoiche, to be able to be Mekayim, and because ultimately the mitzvahs represent the Shibud and the ability of Klal Yisrael to become Avodim to Rabbi Nishalot. That's what the mitzvahs represent. So Mamela, of course, the mitzvahs in a certain way commemorate and they're patterned after that journey that Klal Yisrael went through by going through the Shibud and arriving to the Geula and being able to go to Maimon HaSinai and be Mekabel HaTorah. Of course, there's a Pesach that commemorates the Pesach that allowed us to go ahead, because that's what brought us, that's what gave us the ability to be Mekayim, to go on Pesach. That's what brought us to the stage of Kabbalah Satayra, that we're able to eat matzah mar. That's in that sense, of course, they do commemorate and they are patterned after that which Klal Yisrael went through. But not in the sense that Hayyos, that we went through these things and we don't want to forget the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we may let's do our Pesach matzah mar. So taking this a step further. So in essence, what we're saying is like this. We know that Klal Yisrael became an Ummah, we went out of Mitzrayim. That was Klal Yisrael. B'nai B'chayri Yisrael, Klal Yisrael became an Ummah to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam when we went out of Mitzrayim, al-yidei the Yetzias Mitzrayim. If Klal Yisrael became an Ummah through the Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Rashi is saying that Yetzias Mitzrayim is for the purposes of Kabbalah HaTorah, and specifically for the Pesach Matzah Umara, so that in essence what you're saying, what we are then saying is that Klal Yisrael's being an Ummah, which was for Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that Yetzias Mitzrayim is in order to do Torah Mitzvahs, that means that Klal Yisrael became an Ummah in order to be Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs. That's what we're saying. Klal Yisrael became an Ummah with you through Yetzias Mitzrayim. And you're saying that by definition Yetzias Mitzrayim is the ability of Klal Yisrael to do Torah Mitzvahs. Otherwise there'd be no Bavul Zeh. The Bavul Zeh, we took you out to do Torah Mitzvahs. And the taking out made us an Ummah. So in essence, you're defining Klal Yisrael, like Rav Sadia Gaon says, we mentioned once, that Einu Moseinu Ummah El B'Torah Seinu. The definition of Klal Yisrael is, we can't view ourselves as being an Ummah independent of Torah and Mitzvahs. We're not an Ummah that went on to ultimately be Mekabel the Torah. That's not what happened. But Tziach HaSami Yitzayim Tavlinus Elokim Aloha Azeh means that the whole essence and the whole journey and the whole goal of Klal Yisrael and the whole Metzius of Klal Yisrael is only insofar that they were slated, that they were ultimately, they were, the Rabbi Shalom said that he saw, like Rashi says in Parashat Shmos, Be'ezes Chus, they were in the Memtei Shari Tumma, Be'ezes Chus, did they have to be Nigalim? In the Chus that the Rabbi Shalom said, that I know that they're going to be Mekabel the Torah. A Klal Yisrael that will ultimately reach a level of Kabbalah HaTorah is a Melo Roi for Gulas Mitzrayim. But it's all driven by the fact, that our whole Metzius is driven by the fact that we have Torah Mitzvahs. The Chilukei Deis over here, in a certain sense, between the Rasha and the Chacham, let's say, or the Klal Yisrael, the Meshivim, the ones that are answering the Rasha, the give and take over here, the Shiloh Tshuva, between the Rasha and the Bavu Zeos Hashem Li, Ilu Hayasham Loyaya Nigol, is in this Prat. Is the Pshat, is the Kumtachai, that the Rasha is not a Kofa Be'ikka in the sense that you're saying, that we're saying he doesn't believe in Torah Mitzvahs B'chal. That doesn't say that he doesn't believe in Torah Mitzvahs. The Rasha says, Ma avoid azois lochem. Why do we have to go through this every year? What's in the Gaya? He's obviously, the Rasha is a person, he's missing the whole essence of what's going on. He's viewing Yetzias Mitzrayim as basically the ultimate goal. And we're becoming a nation, the Ummah is the Ummah. It's Ki'ilu, he's saying, Ein Torah Seinu, Torah Ela B'Ummah Seinu. Not Einem Seinu Ummah Ela B'Torah. The Ik is not the Torah. And the Torah does not define the Ummah. The Ummah defines the Torah. We're an Ummah. We went out of Mitzrayim, Baruch Hashem, the Rebbe Shem took us out of Mitzrayim. But what's weite yede, every year, b'chol shana v'shana, it's a tercha. Weite Pesach Matzamar, what is weite Pesach Matzamar? The bis na an Ummah. You're only out of Mitzrayim, if not for the Pesach Matzamar, you'd still be in Mitzrayim. That's the underlying chilukei deis over here between the Rasha. The Rasha is not somebody that he's koife in the sense that he has no appreciation at all for Torah and mitzvahs. The appreciation for Torah and mitzvahs is limited and revolves around him being, there's a Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is an Ummah like any one of the other Shivim Ummahs. Baruch Hashem, we were zeichel yavet Torah. You have to think carefully, closely, about what we're saying, I think, and you hear a little bit of yourselves, of ourselves, in the words of the Rasha, at least as it relates to our practical Nisim. Do we have a Mitzias? Do we have an existence outside Torah Mitzvahs? Do we exist outside of Torah Mitzvahs? We say in Birchus Kriyas Shema, V'nismach v'divrei Yisrael Secha v'mitzvah Secha li'oy l'voy, ki heim chayenu v'aruch yomenu v'am nega yom v'vulad. Is that something that we say every night? Or is that something that we actually believe to the extent that it's something that prioritizes and it gives us our whole focus in life, and it dictates to us our hanhagas hachayim, our midas, our yirashamayim? Is it something that when a person makes uvacharta v'chayim, he's faced with choices, with decisions every day? Am I going to go to Seder today? Am I going to spend an extra while learning? Am I going to do a mitzvah? Am I going to be mispahal for the chayla? Is this pshat Torah mitzvah, being an eved of the Rabbi Nishalim, is this something that governs and it gives the mitzias to his whole existence? Or is it something that I have my own existence? I have my own life. I'm a yid, avad, I'm a yid. It's a big part of what I am. Of the pshat, being a yid is not what infuses you, what actually defines your mitzias. Being a yid is not defined. I have a career, Hashem, I'm going to get married, I have a wife and kids, and this. They do this, I do that. But to be an Eved Hashem is not the pshat. We became an Ummah, and each individual becomes a chelik of Klal Yisrael to the extent and to the degree that he understands and he perceives himself as being that the pshat. That is his mission in life. That Bavul Zeh, the Rebbein Shalom took me out, Bavul Sha'akayim Mitzvayisim. That doing the mitzvahs is not, hey, yes, I'm here. I'm here for the next, for the same foreseeable future. I've been there. Is Ramayla, so this Tayag mitzvah is Ramayla, Gedom, Mekayim, Zayn, Tayag mitzvah. It's a whole different appreciation, it's a whole different existence when a person thinks and he reflects on the fact that his Gansim Mitzvah as a Yid is an order Bavu Shakayim Mitzvah. The learning is a different learning, the tefillah is different, the mitzvah is your appreciation of a mitzvah, of saying a bracha, of doing a toiva. Everything that you're doing as an Eved Hashem is a completely different act. It's a completely different appreciation, different perception. This is Bashit. You are on a daily basis, a person has the ability to basically legitimize and justify his and Klal Yisrael's existence. Each individual, each chelik of Klal Yisrael is here. Ba'avur sha'akayim mitzvayisav. Ba'avur zeh osa Hashem li b'tzayisim mitzvayim. So back to the Rasha. The Rasha says, Mo'a boi da'azoy s'lochem. Ma'atem atvichem alai b'chol shana v'shana. V'fi sha'aytzi es atzmoy min ha'klal, kofi v'ikke. It's not kofi v'ikke, he has no shaykhiz to Torah mitzvahs like we yes. He has shaykhiz to Torah mitzvahs. But he doesn't have shaykhus to Torah mitzvahs in the sense that he understands that that is what Klal Yisrael is. He was ha'itzis atzmei min ha'klal in the sense that he doesn't understand that every yid that ever lived and will live, at bias ha'goyel, is pashut, is all the same, there's all a group of yidden that went out of Yitzis Mitzrayim that were challenged and accepted upon themselves the mission of Bavuzeh, Bavuzeh Shakayim Mitzvayisav. Ulefisha Haiti is asked from that klal, from the Afsad Yigoyin's klal of Einu Masainu Uma, Ela Betayr Asainu, is Memeila, therefore he's a kafa b'ikka. What ikka? Anoichi Hashem Lekecha. What does it say after Anoichi Hashem Lekecha? Anoichi Hashem Lekecha, Hashem Tzesicha Mi'eres Mitzrayim. The Anoichi Hashem Lekecha, like it says, Ani Hashem Lekechem, but not that the ikka is the Yitzis Mitzrayim, it's Ani Hashem Lekechem. Asher tzeisi eschem eretz Mitzrayim, liyos lachem leilokim. The anoichi Hashem lekecha is the goal of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ulefisha haitzi etzat min haklal, if he fails to realize, and if in his daily life and in the questions that he is, he's clearly miscomprehending the whole essence of who and what Klal Yisrael and he individually is he's haitzi etzat min haklal from the Klal Yisrael that was forged and came into existence al menas and bavur shakai mitzvayisav. And if he did that, then he's kaifa in the ikka of liyos lachem leilokim. What is the answer to that? It's an answer. Ba'avuzeh osa Hashem li b'tzaisi mitzvayim. Zokter Ashi? Ba'avuzeh osa Hashem li ba'avur shakayim mitzvayim. You're saying, ma'avoy da'azoy slochem, why are we doing this every year? The answer is poshut. The answer is because every year there's no less. B'chol da'avadah chayiv odom liris es atzmoy. Kilu yotzim mitzvayim. This is not just a semantics over here, like it sounds at some point in the Haggadah, at one point, because you have to have that measure of Akaras Hatov. Ki'ilu shtel zechva, if we didn't take you out. That means that the same, what was expected of in the Klal Yisrael, the Metzius of that Klal Yisrael that was taken out, if Bavur Shakai Mitzvah, it does not change. That's b'chol da'avadah chayiv odom liris es atzmoy ki'ilu hu yatzim mitzrayim. Because in essence, b'chol shana v'shana, he's another link in the change in the metzius of a klal Yisrael that exists only b'avur sha'akayim mitzvayisav. And maybe you tell this to the Rasha. B'avur zeh osa Hashem li. Li v'loy loy. One second, whose words are those? Are those the Rasha's words? The Rasha says, my way says lochem. What gives you the right to say? B'avur zeh osa Hashem li v'loy loy. Does he say it? He said, "Leave a loy loy," because he said, "Ma avoid azoy slochem." That means, if Ashteinish, we're not holding, he's not comprehending that the ikke is the Pesach Bavur Shakayim Mitzvayisav. He doesn't really. You can't ask that question. You can't say, "Ma, why are we doing this every year?" Let me. Why are you doing this? Why are you living every year? Why do you exist? Why didn't you die 5 years after Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why were you taking out of Mitzrayim? The Torah says you were taking a babush akai mitzoyser. At the fashteis dos nisht. You're not understanding that. Is made of hastakasha ma avoid azoyser lochem. At the shem fashtein, when you understand that ma avoid azoyser lochem is not a kasha. Because like it says in the pasuk, l'chok l'shmatim is avoid azoyser, l'chok l'chok l'vonecha adoylon. Because the ikki is the avoid the babush akai mitzoyser. So then it's livu loy loy. Ilu hayosham loy hayinigal. That's not an insult. It's not a punishment. It's not we're telling him, you're saying lochem, I'm saying leave a lot. You know, the pshat is, if it's taka, lochem, so that's, you wouldn't have been nigal if you're not holding. If you today, 1,000 years, 2,000, 3,000 years after your season time, are not holding by doing Torah mitzvahs, because you recognize that your whole mitzvah is dependent upon the ability that you have to be an oivid Hashem and to bavush hakayim mitzvah. If you don't understand that, so then, in essence, you're saying, had you been in Mitzrayim, you wouldn't have gone out. You would have been from the Chamushim, Alu B'nai Yisrael, Me'ez Mitzrayim, the four-fifths that didn't go out. Because those four-fifths, Taka had the perception that it's Mitzrayim, it's not good here in Mitzrayim. So Bajram taking us out. Having taken us out, we have over here a Psa'tayr to do. No. The taking out was Babu Shakai Mitzrayim. And every individual, B'chol Da'avadar, has that same job, so to speak. He has that same challenge, that same shibud, that every yid has to view himself as a chain, as part of the chain. Not even a chain, but the grouping of Klal Yisrael that is above and beyond all the generation. It just never ends. It is a nitzchias of Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael collectively is there b'avu ha'shakayim mitzvayis. This is the chilek between Yisipa Yitzis Mitzrayim and Zchiyas Yitzis Mitzrayim. The chilek is pashut. Schiris Yitzias Mitzrayim, as all other schiris in the Torah, the Sheish Schiris you say after Davin. If somebody asks you, the Schiris Miriam, you say, Zochas Hashasa Hashem Lekechol Miriam, V'derech B'tzayischem Mitzrayim. The Rabban Shalom did the Miriam in order that we should remember it? Well, we're remembering it because the Rabban Shalom did it. Thank you, listen. About the Schiris, it's commemoration. It's something that we don't want to forget. There was a mikra, there was a schira of Maisa Miriam. This is something that has within it, it has a lot of messages. There are lies within the tzara'as of Miriam, al yidei the Lashon Hara, whatever happened, this is a mashal. They're all like that. The idea that there was a mikra, there was a reason it happened, and it was a very important, and it's considered as deemed by the Torah, the Rebbe Shalom, to be very crucial and critical for a year to remember these things constantly, to appreciate in his Hashkofas Achayim that there was a Maisa Miriam, and you shouldn't forget it. You shouldn't forget it. But somebody's going to say that the reason why the Rebbe Shalom made a Maisa Miriam is in order that you should remember it, in order that you should have a mitzvah to be Zaycheh the Maisa Miriam? Of course not. That makes any sense. That's not the Pshat. In Sibah, that's you see, Zchiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is like that. What we do twice a day, the whole year, is there was a Yitzias Mitzrayim, and there's a mitzvah in the Torah that you have to remember. You have to remember. You have to be masked the Geulas Mitzrayim. Yes, it's a gevaldik gezach. We don't mean to minimize in terms of the Akaras Hatoiv, the Arami Yoyvidavi, that the Chinuch explains. Is a whole inyan of Akaras Hatoiv, the whole Haggadah to some degree is Leiduye Lishabuche, like it says in the Gemara Psachim. So you have to remember, a person has to be maskir, that there was me'avdus l'chayrus. And that's something that a person remembers every day. CBT is Mitzrayim, the parasha starts off, is completely fakir. B'yel paro, yani achbadeti es libay v'slev avodov, l'man shisi oisa isai eila b'kirbay. Go to paro, I'm being machbid his life, in order to bring the oisis b'kirbay, and in order, l'man tisape v'od le'bincho ben bincho eis ashay salalti v'mitzrayim. It's the fairish impossible. I'm being machbid lei paroi, I'm creating the whole, the ganze yitzias Mitzrayim, leman tesape bi'oznei bincho ben, leman shisi oisoi sayele v'kirba, in order to bring, to visit Mitzrayim with the oisis and maifsim, and for what purpose, for what ends, bi'odu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem, and in addition, leman tesape bi'oznei bincho ben milcha eisoshay salalti Mitzrayim, v'ezoshay salalti Mitzrayim, v'ezoshay salalti Mitzrayim, v'idatem ki ani Hashem. So in Pesach Shnei Beferish, what Rashi is saying, Ba'avur Zeh Osa Hashem Li, Ba'avur, the whole Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim is Ba'avur Sha'akayim Mitzvayisav. And the Sipa thereof, which is a Sipa, like we say, B'shah She'yesh Matzah Mara, Pesach Matzah Mara, the Sipa itself is B'shah She'yesh Pesach Matzah Mara Menachem Ufanecha. Because ultimately, the Sipa is really over here, not a Echatimtza to remember the main event of the Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim. The Sipa is the main event. Tes Rav by night, on Pesach, the Sipur is ultimately the goal, to sit by the Seder and to say, Eitz Hashem, Salati bi Mitzrayim Eitz HaSoysai, and that should bring a Yidli Deya HaKorah, that Vidatim Ki Ani Hashem, that Sipur is the reason why there was Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. That's the chilah between the Schida and the Sipur. And that is the reason why, that's underlying what Reb Chaim is saying. I mean, I think he doesn't go into this, but at the chilukin that you find between schida. Like the chinuch, minchas chinuch says chiyuk, even the belayv. You remember. You don't deen him in the schida. You do it like this, you do it like that. It doesn't pass. The point is not the schida. The point is what you're remembering. The schida means the process whereby a person takes a moment out and either bepeh or belayv, he remembers that which happened. Sipur is the b'shah, is a ganze zach. Sipur is the b'shah. Why? Because Ba'avu Zeh, Ba'avu Shakai Mitzvayisa. You need to say Pesach Matzah Mara. It has to bring a personally Debi Datim Ki Ani Hashem. The Sipur is Pasha, the person is the Esek of a person, his involvement in a way that it brings him Lidei the Amunah and a Kiyam of Torah Mitzvahs that flows from that Amunah. Ani Hashem Lekeichem, Lias Lochem Lelekim. Ultimately, the Rebbein Shem took us out, Lias Lochem Lelekim, and the Tayag Mitzvahs that flows from that. Is a mele, it's a vada, you have the shlosh at varm elu. You have the maschel, big nosu, messiah, bishvach, vachshav, kevon, amok, in lave dosa. You can't get away from the datim, ki ani Hashem. You have to say maschel, big nos, of a messiah, bishvach, vachshav, kevon, amok, in lave dosa. That's the ikka agodl. And it also is derech shayla tshuva, like we're saying, this is the rosh, is the moavay dazo islochem, and his perception, and you have to correct the misperceptions of the people in Klal Yisrael. Not by insulting them. Not by telling them that you wouldn't be there, you wouldn't be taking it. Ba'avu Zeh Osa Hashem Li, leave a loy loy, you are Yisham Loy Nigol, Yisdoch HaMetzius. That's not, you wouldn't be deserving of going out. There'd be no point. If you're not holding by doing the mitzvahs, it's pointless. The whole thing, Ba'avu Sha'akai Mitzvayisav, is the whole goal, the whole matara of Yitzis Mitzvah. That's, I think, the Hashkofa, Nochamo, that we should have, that every Ben Torah, every Yid, in Pesach, and when you're reading these parashas, you have to bear in mind, of course, we daft them, Ki'ani Hashem, but more specifically, that Rashi says, Ba'avu Sha'akai Mitzvayisav, everything that happens to a person, he shouldn't view it, the Mekoydus Achayim, the Mekoydus, and Mekoydus of his Mikrei Chayim, the things that happen, the Yaldi Yoim Yoim, is not the Pshat. That the Mela things happen, and Haid that he's in this situation, so the Mela, you look in the Torah, how do I respond over here to this situation? Everything that happens to a person is for the purpose of Ba'avu Sha'akai Mitzvayisav. Nothing is by accident. It's not the mikra. He's placed in situations, and he's given choices, and the decisions, and the sum total of all the choices and decisions he makes is ultimately his mitzvahs. Thus is that a person is ultimately, he is the product, the sum total, the ultimate product of the choices that he makes. Be those choices in whether I'm going to learn, I'm going to learn by smother and by meglus or not. And those person, these choices are the person that I'm going to marry, how I'm going to bring up my children, the choose to do the Isaac b'chesed. These are what you are. These choices, ultimately, it's very incremental. It doesn't happen overnight. Very rarely do you have one life-altering decision that you could say there are some of those too. And at the time, you usually recognize that these are life-altering decisions. But push it in the yalda yom yom. Person should not think that, you know, it snowed today, so maybe, you know, today maybe, you know, consciously or not, right? But on some level, it's not as important today. It's not speak as loud and clear tonight. It doesn't speak, it doesn't address me as well today as it did yesterday. That's Pashat, that is the Fishahitzi, it's Asmim and Akhlal Kofi Pekka. You're viewing yourself, you are the center of the universe, and the Torah revolves around you, Avad, it addresses every part of your life, and so on and so forth. That's not, that's strength. That's strength. A person has to understand that everything that happens is bavur. He has to look for the intent and for the opportunity and the ability, the capacity that I'll have to use it, to be in kindness.